weeks after another anchor store closure at Eastland Mall, Bloomington Normal business leaders are grappling with the future of retail. The changing retail landscape was the focus of the McLean County Chamber of Commerce's recent BN the Know event. GLT's Ryan Denham was there and finds the challenges facing retailers are much more complex than just Amazon versus brick and mortar.
Paul Sherman's voice will sound familiar to you. He's the owner of Sherman's, the appliance, electronics, furniture, and mattress retailer. The commercials are very memorable. He's got about 170 employees in four locations. When you ask him to predict the future of retail, he's quick to reflect on the recent past.
My understanding and thoughts on where our company needs to be from a promotional versus branding perspective and traditional media versus digital has changed dramatically since April. How we structure some other things internally changed dramatically from last December. How we staffed our floors and things we need to do, totally different thoughts, and have learned many things since last May. It's like if you asked me 18 months ago where we would be today, I would not have been able to predict where we are.
Retailers like Sherman say the pace of change is relentless, and it's not just online shopping that's doing it. Retailers also have to meet changing customer expectations for the in-store experience, things like phone-based payment like Apple Pay. And it's not just the customers that have changed. Retailers say their workforce is changing too, and the low local unemployment has led to a hiring shortage for some stores. But the threat and opportunities of online shopping were the elephant in the room at the Chamber's Be in the Know event last month at Eastland Suites, where Paul Sherman was one of three panelists. Another one was Kohl's district manager Kristen Lee. Kohl's is the lone remaining anchor store at Eastland Mall. Lee says there's lots of different customers to think about. They've got the brick and mortar shopper, the ship from store customer, and the buy online, pick up in store customer.
And then we have a new customer, the buy online, ship to store. So that's going to be a newer customer for us where they shop at home. They don't want it delivered to their house because maybe they're in a neighborhood that's not quite safe, and they don't really want to pay the shipping cost of that, so they're just going to ship it to our store. So then we have that customer coming in. So, from a local district manager perspective, my associates have four different customers now that they're trying to help.
Sherman says yes, customers are shopping online. So those customers who do make it into his stores are more informed and more serious than they were in the past. And the shift is still clear. The mattress industry went from 95% brick and mortar to just 75% today.
10-15% of the appliance business is transacted online, and we're at about 2%. If that doesn't bother you as a business owner, it should. One of our major initiatives is having a better online presence so we can catch up with that. As that number goes up, if we don't improve our presence in that space, our ease of checkout, our information we provide, that business is certainly going to go somewhere else.
Kristen Lee from Kohl's says Amazon isn't always an adversary. Her company recently brought one of its newest experiments to the store in Peru, about an hour north of Bloomington Normal.
We have an Amazon return center. So if you purchase something on Amazon and you don't like it, you did not get it at Kohl's, obviously, you just bring it to the Kohl's store. You don't have to package it. We'll package it for you, and we ship it to Amazon. Now, you're probably sitting there thinking, Amazon's a pretty big competitor. If you can't beat them, join them. Don't go to the local Kohl's here and try to return Amazon yet, please. But it's coming. We just launched it in Milwaukee. It's happening in Chicago. We're just trying to test to see what additional traffic that will bring. We want to see, from a customer standpoint, those who are shopping at Amazon online, if we make it convenient for you to return it to our store, it'll force you to come into our store. And a lot of our stores have the service desk way in the back. I know you don't like that, but way in the back, you got to walk through now the whole store and say, ooh, I didn't know Kohl's carried that. I didn't know that. Hopefully you'll walk out buying something.
Hy-Vee's 2015 opening in Bloomington was met with great fanfare, but even Hy-Vee faces competitive challenges that require evolving. That's according to marketing and merchandising director Sarah Hulk. Take grocery delivery, a growing business that's being offered by more and more stores, not to mention third parties like Instacart.
I think fast and free delivery is very important, and you absolutely need to offer it to be competitive and be in the game and all of that. But that's kind of what everyone is doing right now and what everyone is striving for. So while both of those are very important, and I think it everyone should be in that, I also think that you can do more to stay competitive. And again, with us the little bit extra could be if you order groceries, we'll bring it in, put it in your counter, or put it in your freezer, or whatever the customer wants, really. But I think in order to stay competitive, it needs to be a little bit more than that, and that can be different based on what your product is and who your audience is.
Kristen Lee says she started with Kohl's as a part-time associate while going to college. She says all those anchor stores that have been closing around Kohl's, from Bergner's to Sears to JCPenney, it's sad, even if Kohl's is doing fine. Kohl's is watching like the rest of us to see what happens at Eastland Mall. Owner CBL is redeveloping a few spaces there for new purposes. The JCPenney is becoming an H&M store and a Planet Fitness. A new Outback is being built in the parking lot. Here's Kristen Lee.
But a couple of things I think, you know, the mall is have to do different is you have to create a different experience. So the layout of the current mall is awful. It's awful. You have a food court that's non-existent, but look at the location of that food court. From a convenience standpoint, if you're going to go into a mall and shop, you have a mission. You're on a mission. We no longer have time to leisurely shop and let's go to the mall and I'm going to spend my money. We don't have time for that. So we got to be able to come in and come out and, oh, if I want to come in and eat something, I just want it to be right over here. I don't want to have to walk down four corridors, turn right, and then find the food court. So it's the convenience and the layout of malls that I think is hindering some of that.
Lee says that Kohl's is moving towards smaller stores that requires less inventory and fewer employees. And Kohl's is finding they're more profitable, too. The typical Kohl's, like the one in Bloomington, is about 80,000 square feet. Kohl's is experimenting with stores as small as 35,000 square feet. That evolution isn't confined to the mall. Sarah Hulk says Hy-Vee opened a new concept store in downtown Des Moines, Iowa last year. It's about 35,000 square feet, half the size of the Hy-Vee in Bloomington.
It's like the neighborhood type place that offers a lot of local, and it's something that you can walk to, and it's just right down the street. And so we are starting to do some things like that. We also just opened a standalone health market in Des Moines that is also kind of like a neighborhood setting type thing. It's supposed to be fast and fresh. You can stop in and get something healthy for lunch on your lunch break, that kind of thing. So obviously doesn't pertain to us in a lot of our markets, but we are starting to do some of that in Des Moines. A lot of our new stores are going in big metro, so it's kind of a diverse area, but we are starting to focus somewhat on that.
But even if you have a smaller store or if you go to a cashless checkout, you're still going to need some employees. Kristen Lee with Kohl's says finding, training, and retaining employees isn't easy these days.
Hiring is really going to be one of the biggest challenges. Increasing minimum wages and, you know, just competitors, you know, from a retail big box standpoint, we're always looking at what's Target doing, you know, what are they doing? How much are they paying? And there's definitely a wage gap. And it's going to stretch a lot of retailers' dollars quite thin in the next 10 years, depending on how high we get. I know here locally we have a big hiring shortage, which is surprising with the amount of retailers closing, but it's really throughout my district and really countrywide. I think low unemployment is good, but from a retail perspective, it's hard. It's really hard to get that talent into our stores.
This Be in the Know retail discussion was moderated by the Chamber's Government and Public Affairs Manager, John Walsh. I'm Ryan Denham.
Be in the Know sessions take place quarterly throughout the year. GLT is a co-sponsor of the series.